Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Today's show is all about perfecting sex positions, like the good old 69 and woman on top, plus squirting versus orgasms. Are they the same thing? And few vibes on a budget, things you can get at any price, great vibes, and also sex and relationship tips all around. So thanks for listening. Okay. But first, you know, I love my sex toys. I'm always talking about them. And I also love jewelry. Hey, I'm a chick. So you've heard me talk about my gorgeous vibrator necklace, right? The Vesper by Crave. It rocks. And it's so funny because since I started talking about it a few months ago, I mean, I always wear it. It's a beautiful, it looks like a, you know, a little pen on a little straight pen. How do you explain it, Anderson? Like, you know, a little pen.
It's like jewelry.
It's jewelry. It's beautiful. People are like, that's such a cool necklace. And then I'm like, oh, it's actually a vibrator. And then people freak out. And now it's funny because wherever I go, people like listen to the show like, let me see your necklace. It's either that or they show me they bought one. Just like women everywhere are freaking out because come on, jewelry, orgasms together, it's like perfect. And the cool thing is, like I said, I also get compliments from people who don't even know what it is before I wear it. And it's really cool. So you got to check it out. It comes in silver, gold, rose gold. It's slender. It's beautiful. And I wish I could give them to every single one of you. But honestly, just get one yourself or for any special woman in your life because you deserve it. Jesus Christ, we all deserve a nice gift for ourselves. And find me one woman on the planet that wouldn't be down with this, right? Jewelry, vibrators, hello, do I need to talk about anything else? Orgasms, right? So also, the coolest thing about it is that it's not just a showpiece. It's actually a really, really strong vibrator. It's super powerful, really quiet and discreet. And I'm telling you, when I say it's a vibrator, I mean it works, okay? You get my drift? Orgasms all around. And you always have a vibrator on you. Check it out. Go to lovecrave.com. Use code Emily and you get free shipping, okay? Lovecrave.com. Use code Emily. Buy yourself something pretty and orgasmic today. You'll love it. Thanks for listening.
You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com and check out all the good stuff we got going on there. We got blogs every day that will, you know, help you improve your relationship, your sex life, video, sign up for our mailing list because I send you killer emails once a week that are not annoying, but they're actually informative. People love them. People are always like, hey, got your email. I went to see my doctor the other day. I'm here with Anderson.
Your doctor?
So I'm seeing my doctor. Yeah, my legs are up in stirrups.
A girl?
It's a guy.
A dude doctor. He's like, hey, I liked your email on head.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I was just thinking about you. Or like yesterday, I just got your email on, you know, what was it? Like be cliterate or something. It was like about cliteracy. I'm like, oh, he's like, I love getting your emails. I feel like I get to see you all the time. I mean, he's not creepy. It sounds creepy, but he's like a married doctor.
Does he take his glove off before he actually inspects? Does he take the latex glove?
Oh, they wear the gloves. They wear the gloves.
He doesn't take it off.
No, he doesn't like lube up his finger. And
Well, he has to lube, but the glove should be on.
Right. The glove's on. So I've checked that. No, it's all good. But, you know, people like it. So check it out, everyone. And thanks. Thanks for listening. I love you all. I love hearing from you. And yeah, it's been a really great week. I have to say I've been super busy, but the fun part is I'm doing stuff that I love. Like I'm just realizing, I mean, I always love doing the show. This is like my thing, my favorite thing. But I, as you all know, it's been masturbation month. It's coming to an end soon.
Everyone knows.
People think I made it up. I didn't.
All your listeners know.
You guys all know because you'd be like, enough already. But Emily, okay. So it's end of, you know, it's end of the month. But I had my big Hustler event last week and it was awesome. It was my masturbation month event. Hustler Hollywood. And it was, you know, crowded, like, you know, standing room only, lots of people there. And it was just so cool because, you know, Anderson, you know, being in radio, doing podcasts, like I don't often get out to meet a lot of my listeners. And there
was faceless. It's a faceless crowd.
I know. But it's like I realized that, you know, this is my 10th year. I just keep thinking about that. And I'm like, God, you know, like when you were just playing the intro, I'm like, I did that 10 years ago. Like maybe it's time for a new one.
Maybe it's time.
So but it was great because there was like one girl when I got there and she drove in like from Orange County. She'd been there for 3 hours waiting. There were just like people. It was just amazing meeting my listeners. So it turns out I'm going to be doing one every month now. So I'm going to do one in next month, which is June. And I think that's going to be a going down workshop for men and women. And so look for details or listen for details because I will be sending them to you. And also, I was on the Jason Ellis show on SiriusXM. You know Jason?
Yeah, I know. I love that guy.
I love him.
Did he have you do something really terrible?
No.
Inappropriate?
No, he didn't.
You didn't play Sting Ball or whatever it is they play over there?
Dude, it was like, you know, my publicist was like, oh, you're there for 20 minutes. I was there for an hour and 40. I'd never met him. I just know that Drew and Mike love him, like Drew Pinsky and Mike Hathaway, love line. They love him. And I'm like, oh, I've never met him. We just, boom, within the first 3 minutes, he's talking about getting like anally penetrated by his, you know, girlfriend. And we just really.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it.
Yeah, I loved it. I had six orgasms. It was the best. I can't do the British thing right now. It was the best thing I ever had.
He's Australian.
Australian. Oh my God, I knew that. You know, whatever accent I can't do. That was really fun. And it was great to meet him. We totally bonded. He actually came to my workshop and, you know, he was cool. And then I was also did a live show with Lynette Carolla. She's got her For Crying Out Loud podcast. We did a live podcast. And all you people, because you did your After Disaster live podcast.
We did it at the Irvine Improv. I know, the Hollywood Improv.
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool, dude. I mean, I was so impressed by that. People were like lined up buying t-shirts and mugs.
I hear that we did a fantastic thing by selling out. I didn't realize.
I mean, dude, that's a big feat. No one sells out.
That's a big feat, podcast. I guess. Yeah.
I'm going to do a live show. I think I'm going to do like a 10th anniversary live show. So stay tuned for that too.
You got to have naked ladies though for your audience.
Why?
You have to have naked penetration.
My people
nipples,
do not expect
exposed.
That.
Hey, they do. They do.
They do not.
Guys, do you expect it?
No, you guys, if you've been listening to the show, you've never seen me naked, nor have my guests been naked.
No.
You want me to just show porn stars? I mean, that's not what I'm about.
I mean, we're going to have some naked people.
No, they want to see the show and have a good time. Maybe. Okay, I'll invite some of my porn star friends. Fine. And then also, so that was really fun. Lynette's podcast was at the Tinhorn Flats in Hollywood. And then today, I was on this really cool show on SiriusXM. Do you know Rude Jude?
I like the name.
I know. Okay, so I didn't know about him. But anyway, he's cool. He's from Detroit. And, you know, where I'm from, suburb. And, you know, he's had a rough life growing up. And he's on the Eminem channel, Shade 45. But he's just got a really cool story. And we had tons of people calling in for sex. Just, you know, I love radio, man. I love live radio. It was a great week. I just feel very energized.
You've been everywhere, is what you're saying. You've been cheating on yourself.
I don't know. I'm just energized. I don't know. Is that
Yeah. You've been on a lot of different podcasts.
It's fun. Okay, let's just, yeah, it was just, you know, I don't know. It's just fun. I just liked, you know, I love taking the callers and talking to people live. And it was awesome. Okay, I'm going to get into Sex in the News because this story is interesting. That's all I'm going to say. Because I want to see how you feel about this.
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
My favorite segment. My favorite part of the show.
Really?
I love the Sex in the News.
It's
love it.
It's funny that you say that because we're going to start a Sex in the News roundup blog that we do every Friday of all the craziest sex and interesting Sex in the News stories. And then I'm also going to do a YouTube video because I do have a YouTube channel, which I'm trying to beef up. But
nipples? Not yours, but are there nipples?
No. It's YouTube.
I've found some stuff on YouTube.
Really?
They took it down quick, but yeah.
Dude, I'm not going to risk it, okay? After 10 years, I haven't been pulled down yet. Except for they did pull down my Facebook page once. Okay.
They did because of something ridiculous. But what's on the YouTube
page? What's a flashlight? Oh, my YouTube channel is Sex with Emily. No, I'm going to start doing a Sex in the News, like, YouTube thing. Just, like, kind of review all the stories. So that'll be fun, too. Okay, so here's the first one. Smart Mattress sends couples push notifications to romp around.
What? Wait.
Okay.
Your mattress is like saying, yeah, hey, yeah, you guys are being old and
exactly
boring.
Exactly. You friggin' nailed it.
It's got a nagging mattress?
Yeah, you're married. So your mattress is like, you guys haven't gotten it on in 6 days and you're going to get texts and be like, maybe you want to go down on our night. Like, I don't know, like have a date night. Listen to this. With the majority of people leading hectic lifestyles and falling into the trap of constant technology distractions at bedtime, keeping the fire alive in relationships for many has become increasingly hard. So there's a UK-based bedroom furniture company called Duniopilo, D-U-N-I-O-P-I-L-L-O. They aim to combat this idea via a newly designed mattress that functions like no other. The mattress is fitted with highly sensitive sensors that have the ability to measure activity at any level via general pressure points. So the data is collected, synced, and presented on the user's phone. If the couple's been somewhat inactive for a relatively long amount of time, I don't know how you measure that, the technology within the mattress will send push notifications to them and even suggest date ideas, like go for a romantic dinner or for one of them to send an impromptu bunch of flowers.
So you get a text or like an alert.
Yeah.
You don't get like the voice. It's not like Stephen Hawking's voice saying, you have not had
right,
sex
exactly.
In
no sex.
24 days.
Right, exactly. I think it's funny. This aims to reignite the desire between the two and make sure the time between an affection evening isn't as long as the next time. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't want the last thing I want is my mattress, like, begging me for sex or, like, monitoring my sex life.
People in your life telling you to do stuff or asking you to do
exactly.
stuff. I don't know if you need, like, an inanimate object egging you on to
right.
do more stuff or asking for things from you.
Exactly.
Know? Plus, the guy with palsy, he's going to get away with murder.
I know.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, it's never going to say, hey, you're not having sex because
right.
the guy with palsy is having sex all the time
right.
according to this mattress.
Exactly. And, you know, he might not buy the mattress. People are going to buy the mattress if they feel like they're sex. I mean, I guess if you feel like you need this in your life, but like every, you know, we got to get this thing. I have a meditation app, you know, that I use when I meditate. It's like, you haven't meditated in 3 days. I'm like, I know.
That so makes you that. Need to meditate, though. I mean, that's going to make you stressful.
What I'm saying is, exactly.
That's your app?
People, I turned off all notifications on my phone.
Yeah, you don't want
my app is Kegel Camp.
Oh, Kegel Camp's awesome.
I know, dude. It's too. We re-released it a few months ago.
Makes
and it's
you
just
shoot across the room.
It does. It makes you come across the room. It makes you. It makes women have stronger orgasms. Men have stronger orgasms, and it makes you ejaculate like you're 18 years old across the room. You might like knock things out or something. Yeah. But like, I don't want my neighbors, my mom, my mattress, monitor my sex life, whatever.
Oh, that's a thing too.
What?
Like people that live in, because this is from the UK, right?
Right.
They live in flats over there, and they
we have a lot of listeners in
thin
the UK.
Walls. Like, you don't need your neighbor hearing your bed saying you have not had sex in 73
hours. Well, it's
sending
you a text.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, speaking of Jason Ellis being from Australia and not British, which I knew he was from Australia, is that the most interesting thing happened, Anderson. Last year, 2% of our listeners from Australia. This year, it's 20%. So I want to just say hi to all my friends down under.
You got an 18% increase?
Yeah, and I don't know why or how. Yeah,
huh.
I love you Aussies. I want to come down there and see y'all.
That's weird.
I know.
I wonder what it was.
So, like, I'm wondering, I want to hear from all you from Australia. Like, is this resonating? Like, what's going on down there?
I can tell you with other shows that I do, the listeners from Australia are fucking awesome.
They're awesome.
I
know. And
they're
I'm dying to get
bunch.
There.
Plus, Mad Max, represent Australia, just came out. Amazing.
Is it? Did you
cover? Amazing.
Tell me, because.
Holy shit.
On the Film Vault, did you talk about it?
Oh, we talked about it on
his
the Film
podcast.
Vault. Yes.
Okay.
it is the best movie that's going to come out this summer, bar none, for sure. It's the best movie that you're going to see all summer long, the most inventive movie, and it's a feminist movie. Actually,
I know, this is what I've heard.
At the end of it all, it's very male, testosterone-driven, but it's a feminist
film. I love it.
And the fact that Pitch Fucking Perfect 2 won at the box office this week is disgusting.
Let's judge
But I bet it's not in Australia, because Australians are smart.
Australians are smart, and they're obviously into sex. But they're just free loving spirits, you know? I love it.
Well, they're all like offsprings of, people that were incarcerated.
I don't know. But listen, dude, so this weekend's a long weekend. I was going to ask you what movie I should see, because I'm not doing anything, and I'll go see
check
that.
Out Fury Road, yeah.
That too? Mad Max Fury Road?
Same movie.
I don't know. Dude, you know
Mad
I know
Max
nothing.
Fury Road.
I'm actually beefing up my pop culture, I'll have you know. Okay. So, next.
No sex, though. So, listen to Sex with Emily before. Watch Mad Max. You're going to need a little more sex because there's none. And then you listen to more Sex with Emily after.
Yeah, exactly. I have 3 sex toys I have to try out this weekend, too. And it's literally on my schedule for the weekend. I mean, it's not like I have to. It's not a bummer. But I've got some really cool new toys that I'm going to tell you about next week. Okay. An orgasm a day can lower a man's risk of prostate cancer by 20%. So a little school by the name of Harvard, you might have heard of it, just gave men the word just gave men the world over another great reason why they should be forcing out a load every day and shoot it across the room. No, it doesn't say that. Not that you need a new reason. Your current reason, like, you know, I felt like it, probably got you this far. But at least the reason is scientific and makes you look less like a raging pervert and more like a guy who's deeply connected with his own longevity. And if blowing loads is the key to living a long, healthy life, well, do it. Sacrifice, daily sacrifice. What if you got a text that was like, hey, blow your load? What?
I love you, but you're not blowing loads. That's not your style. You're better than that.
I don't
blowing loads. You're just reading verbatim.
I'm
reading
that,
but you're classier than that.
I'm sorry, I don't say blowing loads. I am reading the study. Okay, so
you're above that.
I don't say blowing loads.
You don't.
So that's
I've never heard you say that.
I would never
I've heard
say
you
it.
Say thousands of words.
Yeah. I typically am pretty clean on the show.
You are.
Which I do tell like people like sponsors. I'm like, my show's not dirty. Like, do you find it?
Fuck no.
You swear. I don't even swear on the show. Like, sometimes I do, but
sometimes
I don't.
Sometimes you follow
me. Okay, this is the Daily Mail, though. So, regular orgasms is why, you guys. Orgasms can reduce the risk of prostate cancer, the study found. They said that they don't explain why orgasms reduce it, but it's previously been theorized. Regular orgasms may flush out cancer-causing chemicals in the prostate, which totally makes sense. The new study is the largest to date on the frequency of ejaculation and prostate cancer. It found that men in the 40 to 49 age bracket who ejaculate 21 or more times a month reduce the risk of prostate cancer by 22%. So next time your girlfriend finds you your stash of porn or
just trying to get rid of the
porn,
prostate
she
cancer,
finds
huh?
your browser, she'll be like, "Hey, he's like, I'm preventing prostate cancer." That's right. All you got to say. Don't even explain to her why you were looking up transgender, or whatever.
No,
I'm kidding.
You're
whatever
literally,
you look up,
literally shooting pink. Cancer out of your penis.
Yeah. Yeah, you
literally.
Are. You're ridding yourself of cancer. So I think you guys should all just feel good about that. So you have it. There you go. Okay, this one. We've heard about this stuff before. There's a one-man nonprofit, okay? He offers to help women in Japan lose their virginity. He's a,
a giver.
Benevolent fellow, right? Due to a complex tangle of loneliness-causing factors, there are now so many virgins over the age of 30 in Japan, they had to come up with a new slang term for them. And while much of the news coverage of this phenomenon has focused on male virgins, there are plenty of female virgins as well, and they're not happy about it. So women once expected to remain pure until marriage. Japan has been a modern society for a long time. It's considered weird for anyone, male or female, to not have banged anyone by the time they graduate college. So fortunately for all those sexless ladies, a man named Masato has started a nonprofit deflowering service to help elderly virgins, so 30-year-old women, rid themselves of their V-cards once and for all with his patented pain-free technique, and he's willing to do it for free.
So
this guy should be thrown in jail.
Him. It's just him, right?
Oh, yeah.
Going to jail or going to genius pedestals?
I don't know. Yeah, but really, like, creepy. Okay, he's the virgin master. He's helped over 200 old maids. I hate that they're saying this. 30-year-old women.
The 30.
Lose their virginity to get practice before meeting their future husbands. And I just don't like this whole... Well, we hear from people all the time, you know, all ages, virgins, 20, 24. They're like, oh, I want to get practice and get out of the way. No, you don't. Listen, you're going to have your whole life to practice. It's fine. No one's going to expect you just to like, get it out of the way. I mean, I get you know, that you think, oh, now I've done it. But it doesn't mean it was, like, necessarily very good. Or you learned
a lot. Well, it's different for guys and girls, too. Guys, like, they need to get it done. You know, they fixate on it. I fixated on it. I remember, like, just being on, like, long car rides with my parents the entire time thinking, I'm going to lose it.
How old are you?
I got to lose it. Probably, like, 11, 12.
Come on.
Yeah.
It starts that young. It really does.
It does for some people, yeah.
Guys just, and then when does that stop? You were thinking about on the way here, like, when am I having sex again?
Yeah.
No. But guys are just, I never, and you know what the funny thing is? It wasn't until I got older, even really started studying sex, that I realized that guys are always, so, yeah, I didn't know in high school that guys had bone, you know.
It.
I know.
Can't
you can't. It's hormonal. What?
So yeah. they're 30 years old. What's he calling them? Old maids?
Yeah, exactly. There's a new slang for them. Let me see what the slang is, because there's a link here.
When you turn 30.
Yeah.
I won't consider you an old maid. I promise you.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. I just think it sucks. I can't even find the slang term because the internet's not about it. Okay, there it is. Okay, what is the slang term for him? Yaramisa. Okay, it's not even a term that we know,
so
forget
Japanese,
it. Okay, whatever. So. It's Japanese. Doesn't help us.
For all you guys out there that are thinking this is a great idea and it's genius and why didn't I think of that? Imagine, though, like the guy puts us out and then he has customers. It's going to be bad.
He said over 200. He's creepy. He has a 2 to 3 month waiting list.
Yeah, but how many girls show up at his door where it's like a you know, it's a challenge. You know,
for him?
I mean? For him. Yeah.
He's not a why?
Because they're virgins maybe for a reason?
No, I think there was a stigma attached to it. Like if you lost it before you became, you know, it's kind of their culture's changing.
But there's going to be some that are going to be hard for him to actually complete.
Well, he's benevolent. And then he is altruistic, okay? This man's giving back. I just don't like this whole, like, you got to lose it, you know? It's like, just work on yourself. Okay, as you all know, I'm a firm believer that sex should be as playful as it is pleasurable. After all, sex is supposed to be fun, am I right? And if you've never had fun sex or you want to make your sex life more fun all around, pay attention now, because I can't get enough of the vibrant pleasure pack sex toys from Fun Factory. Did I mention they're fun? Okay, they're award-winning vibrators, but they are also powerful and bring a whole new meaning to the term playful. Plus, they have the coolest chargers I've ever seen. You actually press a button that says fun. I think that says it all. And they're magnetic chargers. They're so cool. Here's where to start. You have to get the discreet handheld Leia Spot vibrator for clitoral stimulation, which is so easy to use alone or with a partner. Or you can experience something completely new with the game-changing Amarino vibrator. The unique silicone bands deliver pleasure to places you've never felt before. Say hello to your G-Spot once and for all. It's time. Okay, for Sex with Emily listeners only, when you buy any Fun Factory toy, use code EMILYBOGO to get half off any second vibrator of equal or lesser value, plus free shipping. We love that. And I don't think they've ever had a sale, like ever. So get on this. Visit funfactory.com, plug in code EMILYBOGO at checkout. Do it. Emily, B-O-G-O. That's funfactory.com and enter code EMILYBOGO. Buy one, get one free. Change your life now. Okay, let's get into emails. This is my... Well, I love all of the show, all of it. So anyway, thanks for emailing me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. I love hearing from you. I read all your emails. And also, when you email me, it helps to say where you are listening from, where you live, and your name. And if you don't want to use your name, we won't use your real name. And also, how you listen to the show. I just want to know. What app, whatever, how do you listen on your laptop, on your phone? Okay. This one is about mid-sex switch-ups. Dear Emily, when having sex with my wife, sometimes I notice my penis isn't going to get her an orgasm. I'll stop and go down on her, get her to have an orgasm, then I'll finish inside her. My question is the change from intercourse to oral a bad thing? Is it shocking to her system? She doesn't seem to mind, but I'd like to hear another lady's opinion. This is Josh from Indiana. Okay, Josh, here's the deal. The switch-up, not a bad thing at all. I mean, that's great that he cares about her pleasure. You know, you're kind of like the Sex Partner Hall of Fame or something. I think that's awesome. But here's my question for you. Josh, you're married. This is your wife. Have you asked her? Have you asked her how she feels about it? This is what I find so interesting, and is that people just... I love that you guys all email me questions. I totally get it. But they don't ask their significant others. But seriously, Josh, you know, you rock. It's cool. There's nothing to worry about. But you could ask her. And then you also said you noticed your penis isn't going to get her there. How do you notice that? Like, is there a time limit that goes by? Does she tell you it's not going to happen?
She's probably not reacting.
No, but sometimes it like might almost happen, and maybe she doesn't want to speak up. I'm just saying there might be a little more communication. But but you are a rock star. You go down on her, she gets off, and then you go back to it.
Can I speak for the guys for a second?
Yeah.
For you?
Please.
Because you are a woman who's very open. And I could tell you anything right now. And you have one of those auras about you. You have a vibe. There's a lot of people who are in committed relationships who have been in relationships for years.
Years.
Have a hard time talking about the sex stuff. I get that. I totally understand that.
Right.
So you might see it from your point of view as like, just talk to her about it.
I get it.
It's much easier to talk to you about it than to
his
actual wife.
I know. And I'm not discouraging people from it. You guys, I say this all the time. And Josh, I love it. I mean, come on. This is what all my emails are about. And like I always say, communication is lubrication. But I get it more and more that it's just so hard for couples.
Stigma.
If they've never talked about it, we're going to all of a sudden bring up this thing that we've never talked about. So I get it. And there's also, you know, other ways. You guys can listen to the podcast together. You can buy a book, whatever. Watch
your
porn.
Book is awesome.
My
it's
book.
Great. It worked for me. I can tell you that.
Really?
Your like, book. With you that, open, I told you before with all the illustrations.
Oh, yeah. It's cool. It's Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight.
And you flip through it. And guys, you're going to expect her to be like, oh my God, what is that? And like, you know, be a little bit put off by it. But she's going to be interested in it because it's classy. And it's
a classy book.
Well illustrated. And
right.
Flip through and then just find a picture.
Yeah, that's what's cool about it. There's 200. It's called Hot Sex, 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. And you literally open to any page. And you're like, oh, let's try this. And then you don't. It's like having a third party there. I think that's why people like listening. A lot of couples listen to the show together, get my book. And so, listen, a lot of people like mid-sex switches. The vaginal penetration to anal, though, is dangerous because it brings harmful bacteria. You know, you can't go from, like, anal to
you can't
anything.
Go back and forth.
Yeah, you can't
you
do that.
Pick
but
one
but
and
lucky
go to
for
the
you,
other.
Penis to mouth, not a problem. You're good.
Penis to mouth.
Yeah, well, when he goes from his penis and then he puts his mouth, like when his, like there's no
as
problem.
Long as, yeah, it's her own bacteria that's not
exactly.
going to the.
Yeah, you're all good here. So it's proving your partner, you know, she's having sexual pleasure. So keep it a good work.
VTA, though, is a little dangerous.
Yeah, yeah, don't do the butt to the, yeah.
No, VTA is fine. A to V is bad.
Yeah, yeah. No, don't do that. Don't do ass to anything. Just do ass to the shower.
Ass to shower.
Okay. This trouble on top. Dear Emily, in response to Ask Emily, How Can I Rock Woman on Top, which was a blog that I wrote for, you know, I write for Patty Stanger, Millionaire Matchmaker, so this was on her website. It might have been on my site as well. My partner has the same problem, but she won't admit it. I do not enjoy it with her on top, as she's not able to ride or move her hips at all. She mostly just sits there with no movement. Any suggestions on how to get on a helper, you know, how to get her help on learning what to do? P.S., I am doubtful she's open to watching porn to learn. Not that it's the best way to learn, but she's very closed-minded in getting help for sex.
This is Travis. Another guy that can't just say
it to her. I get it. You guys,
you
I should just stop saying it. You guys, just friggin' email me. Don't talk to your partners. I remember say, just email me. I'll take care of y'all.
I'm very excited to hear your response to this one.
Okay. I agree, Travis, that learning from porn is not the best way. It doesn't mean she cannot get inspiration from him, though.
Why well, she doesn't want to look at it at all.
Right.
Like.
She just. But I want to know, like, is she just sitting there sending text messages? He makes it seem like she just gets on top and just sits there.
Sounds very lazy.
Okay. So you've read my blog, and you guys can just Google it. It's like How to Rock Woman on Top, Emily, and it'll come up.
Wait, you search that on Google and it'll show up?
Yeah.
How to Rock Women on Top.
Yeah, I wrote a blog.
I mean,
or it's on my website, or it's on Patty Stanger's site, but I just actually Googled it because I was like, what did I say in that blog? So she's not into it, but here's the thing. You read the blog, so I do give tips on it that are very specific, but chances are she's just a little insecure and she's not confident in her ability, which is why I wrote this blog, because a lot of women, you know, they have body image issues. They feel like, God, I'm so exposed. I'm, you know, he's looking at me.
Especially when gravity is like against them when they're up on top.
Yeah.
I know a lot of girls are probably going to think, like, yeah, what boobs look like right now?
I know.
I'm up on top, and I might be jiggling, and I might be moving around. Yeah, so there's that. There's definitely that.
But are you guys thinking that? Or are you going, oh, her boobs?
Not at all.
See, there's just, like, there's a woman, like, on top. I think it's hot. Arch your back, the whole thing. I mean, but I get it. She's not confident, and she might not know how to move. So what I suggest, next time you try it with her on top, I would just, like, pull her hips and pull her, like, back and forth. Do that because it's really about the grinding.
What if he's not strong?
Well, no, it's not like
what if he's a weakling.
No, dude, like, you know, I love when men grab me and pull me back and forth. Like, but here's the thing, encourage her, or you can just encourage her. Like, you can lightly pull her. When I say grab, you can like lightly pull her. You can put your arms around her waist, pull her back and forth. Because really, like in porn, you always see them bopping up and down. But
no
that's
good.
I mean, I think that's more for show because that doesn't really feel good. The reason why a woman in top position is so successful is because the woman is in control of the pressure, the speed, the motion, and it's perfect for her to get her clitoris off. So it's the grinding, the back and forth. Well, not this woman. Yeah. That's why we're helping her. So encourage her to try rocking back and forth on her penis, like I said, in a grinding motion because it does put the perfect amount of pressure on her clitoris and it's pretty powerful orgasms. She can also lean forward onto him. You know, women do it that way too with her breasts on top of his chest. And you could also like pull her into you and she could grind back and forth. And if you're both sitting up, you know, people sit up and you hold each other. You can wrap your hands around her body, place them on her back. And you could also get on a chair or like a couch and use the back as leverage or something like that. But it's good to, you know, just kind of show her what, like maybe she just needs your help there.
She might not like porn, but maybe he could watch a little more and see some other techniques as well, like the ones you just talked about.
But he read my blog.
But he could see the visual cues on porn and then maybe
translate them. On porn, she's bopping up and down. I'm saying there's three moves.
There's so much porn out
there. Okay, Ryan, fine. Get an instructional video. But what I'm saying is grinding back and forth. She can lean forward on your chest. You guys can sit up. But this is about woman on top. And so... So, you know, this is she. Oh, there's also the advanced move, which is the swivel and screw, where this might be too advanced for her. She moves her hips in a circular motion. He tips his hips up and she goes around in motion. But it's all about the grinding.
All the way around, like Exorcist? Or just like back and forth?
Grinding back and forth. But I'm also curious, does she have orgasms at all? Like, I'm wondering if she's into sex.
Yeah, once again, not enough info on the email.
Not enough info. That's why I want to take callers again.
Can I say one last thing about this?
Yeah.
Lights off. If you're doing it with the lights on, try the lights off. She might be completely different.
That's true, too. She might have some body stuff. Yeah, turn the lights off. See what happens. Just be patient with her. Be encouraging. And you can never let a woman know how sexy she is and how much she turns you on.
You can't go overboard with that.
You cannot. Like, I used to say in my podcast, I was like, compliment her 10 times a day.
10 times?
Yeah.
I remember talking about that with you.
And people are like, that's ridiculous. I'm like, okay, you know what? Then fine, do it five. But
can you
you're
do
still
like three
win.
Real quick, like within 5 seconds?
I love
that
guy. And then I realized I was dating this guy a while ago, and he like never was like, maybe one, he was like, oh, you look pretty. Like, but he never, I love that. Like, I need to, women want to hear
that.
That
guy was probably gay.
He's a douchebag anyway. So here's the thing. Be patient with her. Let her know how good she feels. Encourage her to find the spot that feels good to her. And also, that's it. So try some of these moves with her. Help her along and do it. Okay? So, but first, let's take a little break here to talk about your penis. How about that?
Not mine. I'm married.
I won't talk about your penis. But I'll tell you about Promescent. I'll tell you about lasting longer in bed. I'll tell you about female pleasure and the arousal gap. Women typically take between 20 and 40 minutes to orgasm. Men between 6 and 8. There's a gap. A lot of men can last long enough, but some men just don't. They might only last 8. They want to last more. They might come a little too quickly. Promescent is the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation or just for lasting longer in bed. You apply it to your penis like 10 minutes before sex, and it's a delay spray. So it will delay your ejaculation. You'll be able to last longer, and she'll love you for it. And you'll both get off and have a good time and then order pizza. Go to promescent.com, P-R-O-M-E-S-C-E-N-T. How about that? Okay, next email. 69. Emily. What? You think it's funny?
That's what people do. Like,
do you know my office
guys
address?
Laugh
do you know that my office address has 69 in it?
Does it really?
Like, let's just say it's 1269. Mm-hmm. It's not, but it's something 69.
Are you afraid like people might figure out the street too? You can give the actual number.
It's
all right. It's 6969. So I'm gonna imagine.
But how funny is that? I moved in. I signed the lease, the whole thing. I was like, oh, okay.
Look at that.
How about that? So Emily, my partner would like to try 69ing. I love getting oral, but I'm scared about his face being so close to my derriere. Is there any other position that is than the conventional one, the conventional 69? Thanks, Casey.
67 is pretty good.
A lot of girls, Casey, women, it's true. They do kind of shy away from the 69, and there's good reason.
Well, you guys don't like it, right? Because you like to focus on one thing or the
that's
other.
That's me. You've heard me say that,
no,
right?
No, I've heard a lot of girls say that over the years. Yeah.
Okay. I don't love it because for women, our orgasms are so like you need to be focused and you need to be not focused on the orgasm, but just like in your body, like in the moment.
Really
breathing.
Like figuring out what's going on with you and focusing on yourself. But guys, a lot of the time, like, they're going to get off with what they're doing to you.
Right.
So at 69 is great.
Right.
Because it's both, you know, it's two birds, one stone. You
like, I like giving a guy a blowjob, but I just get distracted because then I want to do really good on the blowjob, but then I'm not feeling you go down on me. It's like not my favorite position. So a lot of women say this.
Because you guys can't multitask.
No.
That's
not
what
at
I've
all.
Been saying for years.
I keep trying.
You can't.
I'm so bad
the
at
you
it.
Can't.
It's like the ultimate like multitasking nightmare position. But listen, if you are committed to trying it, all you got to do, here's your hack. Ready? You want your 69 hack? I will tell you.
Love when, this. I love it.
Do you love it?
What
do you
it?
Love my hack?
What is your hack? I don't know. What is it?
I'm going to tell you.
There's a hack finally after
there
all
there is a
years?
Hack. Sideways 69.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah. Both of you are lying on your sides. You're facing each other, mouth to genitals. So this variation gives you more flexibility.
It
and
makes
his ass
one
isn't in your derriere.
Or the other feel way less vulnerable. Because if you're on top, you're going to feel vulnerable.
Yeah.
Whether you're a guy or a girl, you're going to feel like, am I smashing things into her face
it's
or vice versa?
It's much better to do it on the side, baby. So definitely more balance. Plus, it allows you to position yourself in a way that doesn't put his nose in your butt or your nose in his. So you both relax and focus on what is important, which is the pleasure. And I think some women do like it. I don't want to, in case he wants to try it.
A lot of girls do.
And yeah. But some don't.
But that's a lot it. Don't, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. Because I always feel like, God, you know, am I the only one? But
you thought it was just you, but no, there's a
I not that I think
there.
I'm the only woman on the planet, but I'm just like, let's do one or the other. Like, I'd rather give you a blowjob and, you know. Okay.
One of the very first sex talks I ever had, actually, with a girl my own age, way back in the day, like seventh grade, she was explaining to me that she doesn't like.
In seventh grade, she was doing 69?
Well, I went to an advanced school. But, yeah, she was explaining to me she doesn't like...
You grew up in California, right?
Yeah.
California, it's so funny. So new, so different than growing up in Michigan. My friends in New York, California, you guys are, like, wild out here.
Well, what was good around you?
There's, like, more drugs. You're all having sex. Like, I didn't see drugs. I didn't see anything. We were, like, I was, like, a nice girl from Michigan.
I would think Michigan actually would have more because you guys are down in the basement for, like, half the year because it's so cold outside.
Yeah, we are in the basement.
What are you
going to
do?
I did have my first orgasm in my basement.
Play Mario Brothers and have sex.
Yeah, no, we're not. I mean, I waited. I dated a guy for a year until I was like 17 and a half.
So, you might have been a candidate for the Japanese guy.
17. I think that was pretty respectable. Okay. Dear Emily, I love your podcast. I was hoping you could help me with a problem I've been having. I've had two vibrators go out on me in the past 4 months, one after three uses. I can't afford the high-end vibrators, but I keep having to buy new ones. Do you know any reliable, cheap vibrators, or should I invest in something better? Thanks, broke college girl from Utah.
They break off.
Well, it's true that the cheaper ones, batteries, they do break. They just do. They do.
The batteries break or they break?
No, the ones, because now there's so many of them are rechargeable and they do last a long time. But I do remember, like, I've thrown out many a pocket rocket. I mean, they're like $20.
Does it matter where they're made? Because, like, I know that I don't like to eat out of dishes that are made in China.
Well, here's the problem, okay, Brooke, broke girl from Utah. The tricky part about buying the inexpensive toys is that you have to sacrifice quality because less expensive toys can be made out of anything and harmful chemicals like phthalates, which is the component of plastic that's banned from kids' toys. You don't want that in your vagina. You can't go wrong with like a standard bullet vibe. They usually cost between $10 and $20. Bullet vibes. Okay. Sorry, I did mumble over that. But you know who makes great ones is Screaming O.
I've never heard you say that.
Screaming O?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, okay. I love their bullets. They're made of silicone. They have little tiny batteries in them, but they are so powerful. They have three speeds, and they're probably $15. And if you go to, I'd say go to goodvibes.com, and they, all their toys there are without phthalates. Like, they don't sell any of, like, the bad-for-you toys. And they have one, so you can get a bullet there. You can get the Butterfly Kiss, which is a G-spot vibe, and I think it's, like, $18. And it's also made out of silicone, but it's battery-operated. And then Lilo, which is actually renowned. They have like really high quality vibes. They have a feminine care line called Intima. So it's called Intimina, Intimina. And they make a handheld personal massager called the Kiri, Kiri, which is only $30. It's totally body safe, six vibration patterns, tons of speeds, and waterproof. So all those are goodvibes.com.
And now these are also like you sponsor these products as well because they all came to you and you chose. I remember you telling me a while ago that you chose the ones that you wanted to sponsor because these are the ones you believe in.
Yeah, no, these aren't even on my sponsors.
So they might line up.
I don't even work with Goodvibes. None of these are actually my sponsors, to
be honest.
But
you do have some kind of promo code because you do work with
Goodvibes is a store.
So if you're giving people advice, Because you, I remember you telling me that you chose. Yeah, you chose.
Yeah, totally,
vibes.
Totally. I would never, ever recommend a toy that I would isn't good for you.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
So I'm saying. So help them out further by giving them the 20%.
Goodvibes.com. If you just, you know, the easy thing to do, if you go to my website, sexwithemily.com, and you click on the Good Vibes banner, I have a store there, and it has all my favorite toys, and it'll show you, and then you can just search their site for what I mentioned, and I think the butterfly kiss is on there, the pocket rocket, and then you use code Emily. And it's like, you know why it's a butterfly kiss? Because it's, which one do you love?
I love the butterfly kiss.
Because it's really sweet. It's a G-spot vibe, which means it has a little, like, it's kind of like a rabbit style. So G-spot and little tickly butterfly
right.
in the clitoris.
It's two spots at once.
Kisses in the clitoris.
And the butterfly's smooching
yeah.
you.
Check it out. And so again, look for their lower price vibes and you can't go wrong there.
And you put in Emily or is it Sex with Emily?
It's code Emily.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think it's on the banner on my site, too.
Everyone loves promo codes. And this is a good company that you chose them.
Oh, yeah.
I just want you to be clear about that.
I chose them. It's funny because, I mean, there's a lot of companies that want to work with me now, and I will not work with all of them.
You turn them down. Often.
I know. It's a good place to be. Finally in life. Okay. So, Emily, I just started listening to you via iTunes podcast, and I'm a huge fan. I'm a 24-year-old female from Omaha, Nebraska. I've only had sex with one man, my fiancé, and I'm totally fine with that. The problem is, I don't think I've ever had the big O. As you know, this is tragic for a woman. I've been using a vibrator almost a year now, and I just got the magic wand. Both with my first vibrator and the magic wand, I think I've squirted only a handful of times. Is it possible to squirt before you orgasm? And what is the difference between the two? I am dying to experience the big O, Emily, so please... Any tips on how to achieve that and not just squirting would be greatly appreciated. Keep up the fantastic work. XO Danny. Okay, Danny, here's the dealio. Squirting and orgasms are different. Some people can squirt and orgasm, and some might just do one or the other. And you can definitely – some can orgasm and squirt at the same time. A lot of women squirt and do not orgasm. So clearly you haven't orgasmed. And if you don't think you've orgasmed, then you probably haven't. So squirting comes from really deep internal stimulation. So it's G-spot stimulation. And what it actually is, it's the periurethral fluid that comes from your urethral glands. It happens when your internal spots are stimulated. And so that's what it is. But this is what you got to do, honey, to step away from your vibrator for a second. And just start with a clean slate, okay? So you've never had an orgasm. You've tried vibes, and I want you to just back off everything and just start to explore your body. I'm not sure how much time you've spent just actually masturbating and taking the time to get to know your body. And don't make orgasm the main focus, because I feel that after a year of using vibes, you've probably worked up to that point of like, is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? And when you start to think like that, it's not going to happen. So I would, you know, as much as you can, and again, this could take you a month, this could take you a few months, I don't know, it might happen after a week. I'm not putting a time limit on it, but I would like set the mood, and you can also do this with your fiance, or they, yeah, married, fiance. You guys could do this together. He could give you a massage, he could get you all warmed up, use an Emily and Tony candle, you know, which is a great thing, and just get you relaxed, so like turn off your cell phone. So whether you're with him or without him, I'm just going to give you kind of both scenarios, but you could do them with him or without him, is that you have to set the mood, make the time, turn off the phone, light some candles, music, whatever it is, get into a very calm state. And then, you know, or, you know, if you're into porn, watch porn. I mean, do something that turns you on too, erotica, I don't know, start thinking thoughts that make you feel like sexy. And just start like rubbing your hands over your body, like your nipples, tracing around your waist, you know, your clitoris, but don't go right for it, like, you know, between your legs, labia. I mean, that whole area, it's not just about the clitoris. The clitoris actually has legs to it. So there's that leg, the clitoris actually has 4-inch legs that go inside
what?
Of you.
What?
I know. I know I haven't talked about this very much, but
I don't like
there's
it.
Internal. It's not just a little button. That's why it is 8,000 nerve endings. What, than the clitoris?
Than legs.
Oh, okay. Well,
the idea of legs.
They go
makes
inside.
The whole area seem like an insect.
I'm sorry. They go. They has these beautiful little stems,
tendrils.
Like flowers, tendrils.
Stems.
How about
stems?
Little,
not bad.
Little stems.
Because it's like, you know,
stems
back in the day, like, that
okay.
game's got nice
and
stems.
And they're inside your like behind your labial, like it's behind your pubic mound, your labial, your
That's
labial.
That's not good either. The mound.
Oh, dude.
Jesus.
Okay, so what I'm saying is a lot of women, the direct clitoral stimulation, because you might just be like, going right for it. But if you tease yourself and you just start to like use lube, I cannot recommend lube enough for masturbation. and for sex. Buy some silicone lube. That's really super slippery and fun. I like System Joe. It's great. Or Uber Lube. It's a great one. And just start like rubbing like slow, 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 like your fingers, like just tracing all over like your inner thighs, like your breasts. And once you get down there, you know, play with your labia, your inner labia, around the clitoris. You could stick some fingers inside. And then you'll start and pay attention, like breathe. Women stop breathing too a lot. Focus on your breath. Focus on what you're feeling. And anytime your mind starts wandering, is it going to happen? Go back to what you're feeling in your body at that time. And just start thinking about the sensations. Like, that feels good. Does that feel good? You know? And you can also do this with your partner. He can use his fingers. Maybe he can use a toy. He can use his mouth. Slowly. That's a problem. Guys go so fast sometimes. Have him slowly warm you up. So if he gives you a massage, a full body massage, you're naked, you feel good, and you start getting aroused, you know, that could help as well. So I'm wondering how much foreplay you're having.
It's all about letting go, right?
Yeah. It's all about letting go. That's the only way you're going to have orgasm is if you let go.
You guys.
And I was so tightly wound, you might still think I am.
A little bit, but I could imagine.
I've chilled out so much. But the reason why I never had an orgasm growing up is because I think that my child, I don't know, like there's so many women. I just did actually a great podcast the other day with my new intern and Madison about new sex toys. And, you know, there's always those women, my new intern, Lori, she was saying that when she was 7 years old, she was like, you know, in the shower and like the shower head hit her.
What?
Oh, all these women. Yeah.
Seven.
Riding a bike. Yeah. They just get it. They just have an orgasm. Then she's always known.
And then it's like, just gone forever.
Yeah, no,
or gone until they're like mid-20s.
No, no. Then she takes a lot of showers.
But so she can continue to have
them. Oh, yeah.
She's not
all
the emailer.
No, not the email. But I'm just like the emailer. I'm just like the emailer who
it's
Danny,
it's
didn't.
It's elusive.
Yeah, but here's the thing. My life, like growing up, was very, like my childhood was a very stressful home. There was a lot of anxiety, like, you know, stuff going on that wasn't great.
And you think too much about it.
No, I just never, I was so anxious, I think. I never thought to like lay in bed and touch my, like it did never occur to me to even touch myself. I didn't hear about masturbation.
But what you kind of describe is you guys almost have to like
fool
yourselves. You almost have to trick yourselves. Like
yeah.
You're going to have it. No, you're not going to over here. Then bam,
right.
Right back. You know what I mean?
Right.
You
exactly.
Have to like almost manipulate your own body.
Right.
Speaking of which, how's the nipple orgasm coming? It's May.
Well,
it's May, Em. You made a promise to the listeners.
I have, okay, so
how's
I talked
it coming?
About the show. It's coming.
Pardon the pun.
It's coming. I have this great vibrator. It's the Crave.
Not my question.
Oh, you know my Vesper necklace? They also make the Tilt Flex. If you go to crave.tilt.flex, shit, what is it? Go to my website. They have this freaking cool vibrator, the Flex, and it has these two little prongs on it.
Right.
It is USB charged. All their toys are beautiful. And I put it on my nipples and it feels really good.
But did it happen?
It hasn't happened yet. I've still got a few days left. I need a man, I think, to help me out.
You get 2 weeks.
Dude, I've been like dating
less
stuff,
than.
So I gotta like get some man to
dating's
do
getting in the way of my orgasms.
No, this weekend's
end
all
quote.
About seeing the movies that you tell me to see and then masturbating with three new vibrators. So yeah, it's all
separate
about getting
though.
Out of your head.
Separately. Don't do that at the same time.
Don't take the vibes into the movie.
Be disrespectful to like beat off
no,
while you're
really
Mad
quiet.
Max.
I have very quiet.
Going to Mad Max without a vibrator, please.
Have you ever had sex in a movie theater?
Yeah. It's
like
a bad movie.
Intercourse?
Bad movie.
Like intercourse. And
nowadays. Back when I was growing up, it was like almost impossible because armrests would not move. Nowadays, you can turn most movies.
Oh, they're full on beds.
And they're like, yeah. So if the movie sucks, like back in the day, I'd be like, I'm spending money on her ticket, my ticket. It's like, I'm out $18. I'm tied up for $18 for this movie. The movie's not entertaining. Let's see what we can do, you know?
So, but like, how do you do that?
Up the armrests and bang on.
No, can't they see? Is it an empty theater?
Yeah, you sit towards the back. And plus, the headrest is pretty high. I mean, no one can see.
I've never done that.
I've been in theaters, too, where I could see people banging. And they were good movies, and I was pissed. I'm like, this is a good movie.
Do not bang during a movie. It's rude.
I was in a theater once where I saw these fucking horrible people. And they sent their kids up to the back. They sent their kids up.
No, no.
And they banged. And they were like in the first row or second row maybe. And I could see that they were banging. And they sent their kids off to the back of the theater to have fun, do God knows what. And I'm trying to, and it was a good movie. That's
parents are
that's
so
the
messed
worst.
Up. Go
it
get
was
some
a good
popcorn.
Movie. Yeah.
Couldn't they have sex when they get home?
Yeah, I think it was
jeez, that's terrible.
I think it was a Lego movie.
That's really depressing.
Kids were bored and they're like, you know what? Go play the back of the
go
theater.
Go play. We're going to bang in the theater. Uh-huh. Those are bad, bad parents. Bad parents. Yeah. Should we do one more email?
I'm sorry.
Here?
Yeah, one more email.
Okay. I don't know what else I want to read here.
I love how you guys have to tease yourselves. That's so sad. Because that guy, there's no teasing yourself. It's just like, it's going to happen.
The female orgasm is so complicated. The vagina.
Such an enigma wrapped in a riddle.
It's like the Rubik's Cube of life. It's such a bummer.
But with 4,000 pieces, or 8,000.
8,000 nerve endings, yeah. Twice that of the penis. We're freaking lucky. The only reason the clitoris exists is for female pleasure. There's no other reason.
No other reason.
Penis exists for other reasons. Right. So that's why you got to get on your clitoris. And I'm telling you all, like, it wasn't natural for me.
Prolong
I had to work
our
at
species.
It. What?
Prolong
in
our species.
Yeah, that's all important too. Okay, hi Emily. I've been listening to your podcast during my daily commute and love all the great advice. I'm 23. I'm in a serious relationship. I think he's the one, but the sex is just okay. I have a serious lack of know-how in the bedroom, which leads to low sexual confidence. He's been nothing but patient and encouraging, but I know he wants more from me. I've also come to realize that a large part of my problem comes from body issues on my part. I love my body in clothes and swimwear, but when I'm in a birthday suit, I can't help but feel grossed out to the point where I don't even want to touch myself. Is this normal? Can you help me get over this fear? Thank you, Sarah. Ah, she's got two big blocks in her way, Anderson. She's got the two biggest blocks. She's got fear of not knowing what she's doing and that she's doing something wrong and not feeling comfortable in your body. So, Sarah, we got to work through these. Here's the thing. If he's the one, you say he's the one, you guys will learn together. And, you know, you'll try to please each other. And the more confident you'll get, the more sex that you have. And, like, I know I'm talking about communication. Anderson said it doesn't work. Buy my book. Do something. Watch one together. I know.
I never said that.
No, I get it. It's hard.
It's more difficult than Emily.
Listen to my show with him. You know, do something more that will get you more, you know, experience. Like, you're saying he wants more from you. But does he say what he wants? Like, does he say, I don't like the way you gave a blowjob? Or is he like, hey, baby, put a little more pressure on it? Or is this just her own worrying? That, like, there's a lot of women I know who are like, I think I'm really bad, but yet their partner doesn't even say that. So let's just take these one at a time. Remember that he is naked with you, and he loves you, he's with you, and he's turned on by you. And also, a million guys could tell you how hot you are, and you're not going to feel it until you believe it. So you have to feel comfortable in your own skin before you can let yourself, you know, let go sexually, like what you're talking about. It's very important. So here's a few options. Let's talk on the body image thing first. You don't have to change your body to have great sex, okay? You don't. You can make a decision that you're like, you know what? I love my body. I like it the way it is. And, you know, not 5 pounds, not 10, not 20, you know, from here, but I'm going to love my body. And you can just start, you know, visualizing your body as like the sexual goddess and do all these things. I mean, that's, you know, that's one option. But there's also, you know, great options to like get on the treadmill, start going for a walk, start doing things that will make you feel good. Release those feel-good hormones, the endorphins. And losing a few pounds will not only make you feel better during sex, it actually helps your performance because exercise is great for your sex life. Because it does increase the blood flow to the genitals. Did you know that? Increases your blood flow to your genitals, which is definitely a good thing. And, like I said, all those hormones. And when you're feeling good and confident, you're going to feel better about your body. So, and you'll be more engaged in sex when you feel better about your body. Also, you said you feel great in a bathing suit. Here's the thing. Not every time do you have to get naked. Like, wear some sexy outfits. You know, leave, like, one item of clothing on. Like, leave your bra on. Like, wear a skirt. Wear, like, a cute little schoolgirl skirt and have them, like, lift. Guys love it. Lift it up, right? I mean, you don't have to get naked every single time. So, you know, while I wish that you were comfortable in your skin, you don't, you know, if you don't want to feel so vulnerable, like, just go get some sexy outfits. Wear a lacy, like, long piece, right? I mean, don't you think it's kind of hot sometimes when a woman has just, like, a little bit peeking out and she's wearing something sexy?
It's way better a lot of the time. Way better.
Really?
Yeah.
Why way better? Because her naked not as good?
You can still see how they look on the street. You know what I mean? You can kind of get like half and half.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be like, oh, this is how everyone else sees them, but there's a little peeking through.
Exactly.
A little peeking through.
Exactly. Like the nipple slip is so much sexier than just like
best.
The nipples.
This entire website's devoted to the nipple slip.
Which one?
I think it's called nippleslip.com.
I love it. Okay, see, that's what I'm saying. So go shopping. Buy some sexy clothes. You know, go to one of those stripper stores, whatever. Get some stuff that makes you feel good. And also start touching yourself. Like, again, like I talked about earlier, masturbation, it's a fundamental part of your sexual satisfaction and what makes you feel good. And once you feel like you know how to make yourself feel good, you're going to start feeling more confident. Because when you said he wants more, I'm just wondering if you're getting pleasure as well. And so there's also a lot of resources. If you really feel like you don't know what you're doing, you can watch porn. You can get my book, Hot Sex. Check out my website, sexwithemily.com. I mean, I've got, it's a 10-year-old website. Hundreds and hundreds, okay, about 1,000 podcasts, hundreds of articles on every sex position on the planet, videos, you know, just get some information. Just start reading, learning, however you learn. Listen to, you know, and you'll get there. But these are two major blocks. I know you'll get through it, but you got to just make some commitments here that you're going to, that you want to, that's important to you, Sarah. And I believe you can do it, sister. I know you can. And at least you know what the issues are, right? Now we got to work on it. Okay. That's what we got time for today, Anderson.
I had a good time.
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
It's great to see you. How's the no smoking going?
It's going good. I didn't mean to ask you that. It's going well.
Yeah.
Thank you for asking.
I'm so proud of you.
And, you know, if there's any vapors listening, if any people vape or they're looking to quit smoking, check out Craft Vapory. And like Emily has a bunch of codes, I have a code as well. Anderson in the promo code when you're checking out. And you get 20% off anything you're looking to buy vape-wise. And they have everything. Much like Emily picked her sponsors, I actually approached Craft Vapory. And I'm like, I want to work with you.
They're the ones that
I want
to
quit smoking. And they've helped me quit like one-on-one. And they have every single different flavor you can imagine. They have all this stuff going on.
And they send them to you, right?
You can call them up. You can call them up and actually talk to human beings who will set you up with your right taste profile. So I know that a lot of people don't vape or smoke. But those who do, who are hearing my voice, check it out. Go to Craft Vapory and on checkout, use Anderson or just call
Anderson.
Them up and use Anderson and it'll get 20% off.
It's, awesome.
I'm trying to kick back to them because they're interested in saving my life, honestly.
Yeah, really. They are. They're good guys. I met him once.
Yeah, Josh is the best.
He's so cool.
I talk to him all the time. He's like a friend now.
And, he's like your coach.
Yeah.
Well, I'm proud of you, dude.
Thank you.
Okay, so, and also check out his podcast. Check out After Disaster.
Film Vault After Disaster, yeah. One's a service and one's kind of therapy.
Yeah. It's all good. Also, we need interns. We're always looking for interns.
So. Young and hot. What? Who said that? What?
They're all young and hot. And we're getting a male intern.
Are
they all hot?
I don't like that. You already cheat on me once a week with some other dude.
No, I don't.
Now you're getting a male intern?
Yeah.
What?
You know, in San Francisco, I had like 3 male interns. I just haven't had any here. Because I'm really like, we've got tons of applicants, but I'm trying to find like the best of the best of the best. No more BS, okay? Also, if you like the show, feel free to like subscribe on iTunes. We do 2 a week. You'll never miss another show again. And it would mean so much to me. I know you're obsessed with Instagram. Just follow me on Instagram, Sex with Emily, and Twitter, Sex with Emily, and like my Facebook page. That'd be awesome. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, everyone, summer. Summer's coming. Summer's around the corner. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Is it getting hot? Are your intimate areas ready for it? Because I'm talking about Down Under Comfort. We actually even sold out of it last year at this time because it's that good. So Down Under Comfort is basically deodorant for parts of your body that you don't want to put on deodorant, right? It's a cream. It's a light natural formula it's a cream and you rub it. It turns to a light powder that doesn't transfer to your clothes like talcum powder, which is carcinogenic and messy and all that. And it prevents sweat stains, chafing at the gym. You know, your balls will be fresh all day. You put it on in the morning, and at night, they still smell fresh. For women, you know, in the summer, you sit that boob sweat, lower back. I'm telling you, it's a godsend. In fact, one of my listeners said, Down Under Comfort is a godsend. After being a baby powder man for most of my adult life, I can't imagine a day without it. My girlfriend's a big fan. And any guy who says that his girlfriend won't go down needs to try this stuff now. She loves it. Balls aren't lonely. Who wants lonely balls?
Put the bounce in your step.
Go to emilyandtony.com. Get Down Under Comfort right now. Use code Emily for 20% off and until May 31st. You get a free Down Under Comfort with any Ménage à Trois candle purchase with code PLEASURE. Love you all. Thanks for listening.
Ménage à Trois?
Ménage à Trois. Or that, you know I make those big candles, my massage candles?
Uh-huh.
You can get the 3 now.
Oh, 3?
Yeah.
And they're calling them threesome.
They're a threesome candle set.
Right.
And you can get all 3 scents, which are amazing. They're great for travel, the little ones, and they turn into the most luxurious massage oil that'll rock your
Ménage
world.
Ménage à Trois.
Check it out, peeps. EmilyandTony.com.